And last week on Morning Edition, NPR technology correspondent Steve Henn reported video game makers are spending more time and money tracking players' behavior.
As we play games, game developers are running tests on us and our kids. They're asking themselves, what can they tweak to make us play just a bit longer?
The story connected with Mary Beth James. She's a third grade teacher at St. Patrick's Episcopal Day School here in Washington, and she played Henn's report to her class.
The theme of being watched and tracked was pretty scary to the kids, and they wanted to know why they were doing that.
James then asks her students to share their thoughts in the form of a letter to video game makers, or NPR.
Dear NPR, it really blew me away that the video game designers can take up kids' profiles and see how long they have been playing and what they've been doing.
Dear video game designers, I felt discouraged when I heard that you were making people addicted to video games.
Also, I never knew why video games were so addicting. Now I do.
And I think it's a good idea making it addictive because then they'll make money for the company. But if they play it all day, the parents are going to get really mad, so they'll throw the game in the trash and stuff.
You surprised me by tracking our data. How did you come up with that brilliant but bad idea?
I thought that was not nice because you would stay in on it for hours and you would get a headache and you have to take disgusting Advil.
Honestly, I think it's wrong to watch people play and collect their data.
Thank you for those letters. That was Katie Troop, Leo Farina, Amin Nkuyen, Ryan Harrison, Gregory Watson, and Rory Murphy.
They're third graders at St. Patrick's Episcopal Day School. Thanks to teacher Mary Beth James for sharing the letters.
And if you'd like to share your thoughts about something you've heard, please contact us on Facebook or on Twitter at Morning Edition, at NPR Green, or at NPR Inskeep. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.